If you are offended by comments or jokes that are sexual in nature, or anything else that isn't G-rated, then this will be offensive to you. This is intended only for mature audiences and is not based on anyone or anything real. All comments, names, and information used in the following is done strictly in the spirit of parody and humor. If you are, as mentioned earlier, offended by anything above a G rating, stop listening now. You have been warned.
Yes, I think we're here both here.
We are both here. It's magical again.
Well, it's been a while.
It's been a while. Yes, it has.
Yes, and it's been so long, Ted, that I think we should remind everybody. I'm Bob.
Yes, and wait a second. Who am I? Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm Ted. Yeah.
Begins with a T.
That's right.
Ends with a D.
There you go. It's all like, right. What's that thing that Vanna White does? That show.
Flips the letters
around. Yeah, flips the letters around, right, you know. I saw it the other night, too. I couldn't believe it. I hadn't seen it for like 20 years or whatever. I couldn't believe it was still on. I was like, what the hell is that show? You know, it's like a Jeopardy thing, but it's not, you know. It's they spin the wheel.
I know. It's a Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune, yeah. So there you go. So,
yeah. You know, it's kind of a good mindless game.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, almost like Yahtzee, but not really.
Right. Literally mindless.
Not Yahtzee. You know? I mean, what's the other one with the words?
The words, I don't know.
Yeah, well, you get the little tiles with the letters, and you got to make up words. I can't think. It's not Yahtzee. Yahtzee's with the dice and the... Wow. Okay, never mind. I'm sorry I mentioned that.
We don't know what the fuck it is, but yeah. Anyway.
Oh, man. Hey, did you see Aaron Rodgers was hosting Jeopardy?
Yes, I did. I didn't watch it because I can't stand watching Jeopardy, but I noticed that Aaron Rodgers was there, right? It's great. Yeah. He's looking for a future vocation there after football.
Well, yeah, you know, I'd probably like $20 million a year. It's not a bad pay.
Oh, God, yeah. You know, I can imagine.
Yeah, what was that? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire show? That guy was making 10 mil about 20 years ago.
Really? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
That just blows my mind, you know, that there's that much money involved in a game show. You know, it's like, really? People pay people.
It's enormous, and they pay out nothing, to be clear.
Yeah, exactly, right. You really don't get much, but I guess it's entertainment. It's the same as these... you know, you ask yourself, you know, I remember my wife was asking the other day about, or was talking about these reality shows, right? It's like, why do people, well, because people watch them. They, you know, it's all drama and it's all fake, but people watch them, you know?
Okay, I got to speak up here. I think Naked and Afraid is not fake.
Well, when you got a camera guy there. or Survivor, right? Survivor, when you've got this huge camera crew around you. Oh, we're surviving. Like, really? Really?
Yes, Survivor
is
totally
different. You got people
different.
Sitting there with Coca-Colas in the background, right? And you know, like, okay, just say something stupid. Do this, right?
But Naked and Afraid, those people get bit and they get cut and they get sick. I saw one episode where... this episode, the guy was like, you know, like an Adonis, right? He was just chiseled and, you know.
Right.
And this girl was like, you know, when he wasn't around talking to the camera, she was like, you know, I never thought about it, but, you know, I could maybe hook up out here.
Oh, God.
And I tell you what, and that was like the first day, right?
Oh, my God.
He got bit so bad by the bugs.
Right.
That... And he was on camera. It was like day two or day three of like 21 days. And he was tapping out. He said, I can't stand it. They have bitten me everywhere. And I mean everywhere. I am raw and sore.
Oh, God.
And she made it the whole 21 days, and he tapped out after three from that. So, I think that's pretty real.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Never do something like that. I when I was young and stupid, I did stupid things, but my God, I wouldn't do something like that. That's,
yeah. Why would you do that?
I just think it's all for money and you're trying to get, it's like these reality shows where are fake. I call it, fake reality where people scream and yell and create drama when in fact, as soon as the camera's off, it's like they're sitting back, drinking their pina coladas and laughing, right? It's like, okay, ready for drama, right? It's just the fake acting. But
throw that shoe at me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But don't hit
throw
me.
That, throw that, right? Or but curse at me or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God,
They're funny.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we covered TV shows and game shows.
Yeah, you can really tell our listeners are probably going to see, what the hell are they talking about today?
Yeah, we could talk politics for a few seconds.
We can, but we probably should inform our listeners that when they see the title of this, they'll get it. But we're going to go away for a while. Just so everybody doesn't go, oh my God, what's going on? No one's dying. At least I haven't, I don't think so yet, but
I'm going to affirm that.
Yeah. We're all good.
Nobody's dying.
No one's dying, but, we got some personal things that we got to take care of for a while. So we will be going away for a bit. You probably are wondering why it's taken so long to get this last one. It was all Bob's fault to let you know. but I wanted to do it like every other day, but no, Bob wouldn't let me. Just kidding. But we're going to go away for a bit, and we will resurrect this podcast after a while. We won't tell you when, but stay tuned. But we will be going away, so you can go listen to our old podcast. By the way, before we get into the politics, we should mention again why we did this. Okay, and by the way, it's been over a year since we started, right?
Wow, time has.
I
gone
know
by
it's hard
fast.
To believe, and our one listener went to three listeners, so now we got three. But we ended up getting a following. We admit that, and we're very grateful. And
yes,
and
to all of you.
Yeah, to all three of them, and then
and a half.
But we did it for friends and family because we're in the middle of a pandemic. And I think either you or I got the idea, or both of us together, said, let's do something for our friends and family to deal with the pandemic a little better. And now that, we're getting into the vaccine level, and at least California is doing well. I know some states are doing better than others, but we're still having problems. But, we're not going away because of that, because we didn't expect to be successful. Let's be clear about that, right? We didn't know that we would be, at this spot with this damn thing. But we did get to...
We didn't think it'd be so much fun either.
No,
really.
We've had a ball doing it, which is why we will come back to this. But we never intended, at least I know I didn't, Bob, that I was thinking we'd do this for 4 months or so, or maybe 6 months at the most. And now it's been over a year.
That much. I thought like two episodes and we'd be done.
Well, yeah, but I never expected to get the number of downloads that we've gotten and everything, and the publicity we've got on this. So we're very grateful for that. But we will be going away for a little bit. And but believe me, when we resurrect it, we'll let everyone know. Anyway, that's all I wanted
to
say.
We'll be back.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
We'll be back. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, can't help it.
Yeah,
but we do have some personal things
sad.
We got to take care
like
of for a while. That's the problem.
I have like a little imaginary tear falling out of my eye.
Yeah, yeah. But no, it's too much fun. But we've got both Bob and I have some personal things we got to get to over the next number of months, and so we just have to go away for a bit. So
yeah, we have to focus.
Yeah.
We have to bear down and focus on some.
So it's likely, this is, I let people know this is on Buzzsprout and everything. It's likely I'll archive it for a while. And then, so people could still download, but it'll be archived. And then we'll resurrect it at a later date. Okay?
All right. That's the plan.
Yep. Okay. So go ahead and do your, you were going to mention something about politics. Which stupid person now? That's all, probably on the conservative side, yeah. likely. But
yeah, when it comes to politics, we should just pretend to be Peter Lorre or something. Like
yeah.
That,
oh, you know? God. Well, you know, even Boehner this morning was talking about how screwed up the Republican Party is. And they did it to themselves. I mean, they're almost like, you know, he was saying because of the internet and everything else, they're basically become reality TV show people.
Oh, it's deserved.
Yeah.
They deserve all that. Matt Gaetz.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Talk about I mean, yeah, a guy that has no qualifications
ass.
Except for his dad, and his dad wasn't any good any. But you, how does a person like that hang on like he has? I mean, talk about ridiculous.
Money. You know, his dad was like supposedly going to pay off on a $25 million bribe.
Right, to get his son out of the thing, right.
So, you know, so obviously it takes money to get into politics.
Yeah, but look at Trump. I mean, all his money was originally came from his father, right? You know, people forget. They think that Trump was, oh, he's a self-made man. Trump is not a self-made man. You know, he got close to $400 million loan from his dad, right, who was corrupt as ever. You know, people, what do you mean his dad was corrupt? Well, he went to jail for 3 years, you know. You know, anyway.
Yeah, you know. For
racist activity, we might add, but anyway, yeah.
And it's just very rich that the one guy who voted against, you know, a human trafficking law, right?
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The one person who voted against it.
Right. For obviously obvious reasons. It's okay to bring underage women across the... Oh, my God. Really, dude? Really?
I mean, you know, I mean, when I was 17, I loved 17-year-old
yeah.
girls, right?
Well, here's the thing. We don't know... You know, they know about the one 17-year-old, but we don't know about how many other ones that are younger and everything. And it's like, oh, my God. I mean, this guy had a proclivity, I guess is the term, for
yeah,
for such.
Best friend there.
Oh, my God. And his best friend
tax.
Was even worse. And so he's now turned evidence on him. So
yeah,
that's
apparently
oh
what's happening,
God.
Right? Yeah. Well, yeah, because otherwise he's going to go to jail for the rest of his life potentially.
Yeah, and he's like get him instead. Get him instead. He's a bigger fish.
That's right. That's right. You don't have to be fast. You only have to outrun the guy.
That's
you're
right.
With.
That's right. You know, it's. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm not worried about the bear. I'm just worried about running faster than you.
That's got to be this guy's
yeah,
play
that's
at this
exactly
point,
right?
It's
like as long
it's
as
every man for himself.
Oh my God! But these, you would think that these people that are in, I mean, you know, they say you know, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, right? I forgot. To
absolutely.
Say. Yeah, and you've yep. got to believe that this is true in the case of Matt Gaetz. I mean. You know, he's just gotten ever since, right? You know, they got money, and he's just gotten more and more corrupt and corrupt and corrupt. And he's just I don't understand how people can vote for corruption like this. That's just stupidity.
He's just a mean bully guy. I don't understand how they can do that either.
He's not a smart man. I mean, it's clearly he's not a smart guy. All he does is repeat what Trump says, and you're like, really, dude? Do you have a brain in your head, you know? And I'm beginning to wonder about these people. I don't know if any of them do. It's like the party of no. It's like let's just say no, and let's just get on TV and make money. That's it. That's the Congress and the Senate, you know, Republican Party at this moment. It's sad because it's like, wait a second. They don't want to solve problems. They just want to say no and make money. They do not care about the because as long as I say no and I don't have it's like Ted Cruz. He has no answers. He hasn't said one damn thing
No, right? He's got answers.
One solitary solution.
I went
solution.
To Cancun because my daughter needed to get out of town.
Yeah, right. He blames his daughter. I mean, what a jeez. But can you imagine that? I mean, give me one Republican lately that has actually come up with a solution. I mean, I was listening to Chris Christie on they nailed his butt right on George Stephanopoulos did this morning. It's like, you know, they were like that. Rob Manis says no, and the other two people, one was Republican, says no, you're wrong, you're completely wrong. And Chris Christie, all he kept on saying was no, you know, Biden's just a liar. But it's like, dude, people don't, you know, if all you're going to do is criticize the other side, you know, you're pandering to only one side, a very small segment who's like, wait a second, we want to get something done. You know, we want to actually see, you know, an infrastructure bill. We want to see the COVID bill. We want to see these things.
Yeah.
No one's interested in your, you know, negative, and having no other solution, right?
Yeah, exactly. I want to stop having my internet speed slow down, you know.
Well, it's not just
because
that.
There's one cable feed coming in,
right?
You know?
You got people like. You know, these are, it's like, well, I have to say that it's wrong, even if they know they're lying, right? It's like they're not telling the truth about anything. They're just criticizing the other side. And you're like, you know, dude, offer a solution. If, you know, and by the way, I don't have a problem if a person criticizes me or criticizes anyone, but comes and says, I think this is a better way to do it. I'm like, fine, you know. That's great. If you come up with a better way, I'm all ears, right? But just don't sit there and say, well, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. That's bogus, right?
It's like that old movie, right, with Robert Morris and Walter Matthau and those people, right? Yeah. You know, all about American divorce, American style, I think is the title of it.
Oh, God, that's an old movie, yeah.
Yeah, remember yeah. The one scene where the guy was telling him how to cheat on your wife, right?
Yeah.
It was like, deny.
Yeah. And, it's you like, know, you know, just yeah. don't tell the truth. It's like, what is wrong with people today? I mean,
I don't understand it either.
Record, but anyway.
but it is like the hottest topic going, frankly, you know, and thankfully to Gates, you know, he's reactivated that whole environment.
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, he's going to end up in jail. One way or the other, he's going to end up in jail. I mean...
Yeah, and truly, if he did, you know, take these high school girls and do the things that, you know, the evidence seems to point to from Venmo and everything else.
Oh, yeah, he's in real trouble. I mean, the only guy that may be in worse trouble right now for other reasons is Trump. Oh, my God, do they have him. Oh, my God, the Ninth Court District in New York, they have got stuff on him. I'm not convinced that Trump won't be going to jail for a while, you know, for corruption. I think they got him.
Yeah, you know, I think the reality is going to be is you know, can the country actually put a former president, no matter what he's done?
Oh yeah, if he's a civilian, you're damn right. Right, you're damn right. The only thing.
Well, I would hope so.
Well, you know, Nixon.
Nixon
got pardoned, essentially by Ford. Okay, so as long as he hadn't done something before he went in office, he was okay. The problem is what Trump did is not covered by which is why he's been trying to either to get back in office or get somebody else, you know, elected in office that supports him, which is what's causing a fracture in the Republican Party, because he wants to get pardoned next time in 4 years. Right, so that
he has
can,
to become pardoned, otherwise he has to face the charges.
Yeah, well, he's a civilian, so there's. By the way, I don't know. They were talking about there have been presidents who have gone to jail after being out, and I'm trying to remember they were talking about it with us back in the 1800s. But yes, people have gone to jail for crimes. Okay, after.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So it's not common, but you know it is.
Well, he'll probably be in there in the cell next to Bernie Madoff, right?
Yeah,
you know? It's probably going to be that kind of.
It's going to be where... I don't think it'll be a criminal. It'll be more a, what do they call it? Crimes that are not, against people necessarily. It's going to be crimes.
Minimum security and
all that stuff. So
special place.
He won't get Twitter again, but he will get television, so he can watch TV. Turn on the old reruns of the.
He won't get
The Apprentice. You're fired. this guy's great. This guy's great. Comb your hair this way. Comb your hair.
And a little more orange,
right?
Please.
A little more orange. Yeah. Oh my goodness. The stuff is running down his face. Oh, it's running down my face. Oh no. I got paint again. More paint. Anyway,
that bone spur is acting up again.
Yeah. Oh God, he's useless.
He won't be put into the same kind of prison that the guy, the police officer up there in Minnesota.
Oh my God, the Chauvin thing. Oh, that's
several murders.
That is that one, I got to admit, I have difficulty watching that. I do. I just on a personal level. I mean, I can't even discuss it.
I'm so happy that at least the police chief and the other, police people are being honest and straightforward about what actually went down.
That part I do like, but I mean, I just feel so, it's such a tragedy that should never have happened. Absolutely. In a million years. I mean, some of these, did you see the one of that poor, who's a sergeant in the, either Marines or Army. This serving our country, and these two police officers pull him out and spray him.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh my God!
They maced him through the window. Right, he's got his hands up.
And the reason for stopping him was false. I mean, and I was like, I'm sorry. I was behind this guy and saying, you go and get, you get those bastards for doing that, because they're, I mean. This is where we've got to fix our systems, Bob. I mean,
well, this is, what I think, Ted, it's like I lately I've been thinking about how, life is really, it's about balance, right? And when things are in balance, everything's better, right?
Yeah.
We all know that, right? Just try to stand on one leg for a long time, right? It's a very hard thing to do.
Right.
And I think the things that are happening with all of these Boogaloo boys and their Hawaiian shirts and has really pointed out that the police department itself, no matter where you are in the country, in many cases has been infiltrated by essentially bad actors.
Yeah,
and it's nepotism at that level, right? Because they keep hiring more and more people that are of that same ilk.
Yeah, and it gets back to the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers and these guys who are, basically domestic terrorists. There's no other word for them, right?
Yeah.
And you ask yourself the question, what purpose do you serve storming the Capitol? Or, going after, what purpose did you serve? All you did is end up in jail and point a target on your back, and you did it in the name of a person who's corrupt. And it's like, wait a second, let's sit back and think but they don't think. These people,
they're stupid and they're nuts, Ted.
Yeah, they're right. Back crap crazy. I know. I mean, it's
they're bad shit crazy. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't get it. I never will. I still think that there are really good people in this country, in both parties. I believe that fundamentally. I have met people on both sides that I call them my brothers, and whether they're Asian or black or Indian or white or what, it doesn't matter. They're still my brothers. And I'm sorry, I'm going to believe that till the day I die.
We are one big family.
I mean, look, I have also, I'm a mutt. We've talked about that. Yeah. I've got everything in me. So, you know, it'd be pretty hypocritical for me to say something anyway, but still I believe they are, you know, and the reason why is because I don't think there's any bad, I think this is the problem. People think they're bad. There's no bad races, period. There's just bad people in all sorts of, you know, backgrounds. Doesn't matter who
they
you
come
are,
in all
what
shapes,
country.
Sizes, and colors.
Yeah, but there's
no
also good people from everywhere. So don't tell me that, you know, don't start telling me that just because of the color of your skin or the way you look that you're bad. You're not. It's crap. Or your sexual orientation, just don't do it. I mean, come on. You just, yeah. I'm sorry, you can't do that. You can, it's just fundamentally, Bob, not right. I, you know, there I said it. It's just, you know, I'm an old, you know, well, I'm an old mutt.
You're an old stinker.
I'm an old mutt, right? But, you know, yes, I'm mostly, you know, white Anglo-Saxon, I guess, from Europe or parts of Europe. But who knows from what parts of Europe? Who knows? I mean, I swear to God, I think with the number of mixed people I've got from Europe and Asia, everything, man, they were very prolific, or they wouldn't stop doing each other back then. You know, it's like, I don't know what they were doing in those countries, but I come out of that pool. But the fact remains, Bob, it doesn't matter who you are or where you come from. Right.
That's right.
It really
That's
doesn't. Right. I've got friends all over the world.
Don't actually believe that yet. You know.
Well, yeah, but I got friends from all over the world, from every genre or whatever. And look, we all have issues, whatever. But
yeah, it's shocking.
Yeah. Well, maybe you do, but
shocking,
I don't know. but the point is that we've got to stop treating people like they're, you know, I mean, the way George Floyd was treated, you know, and killed, that's so that diminishes all of us. It's not just, you know, black people that are diminished. We're all diminished when that happens. We all suffer when that happens. That should never happen, right?
That's right.
He had every right to live
on the same
of
team.
Any person
exactly.
on this earth, okay?
Yep.
He had, there was no reason for that to happen. And especially nope. by a, in my opinion, a corrupt cop, right?
Well, there was no reason for the other officers that were there with him to have just stood by like they did.
I don't understand that either, but I can't explain that either. I'm at a loss. The whole thing makes me sick to my stomach.
That I was speaking to earlier. It's like you've had this corruption of the culture within law enforcement.
But I have friends, literally have friends who have been ex-cops. And I'll tell you right now, the like one particular friend up in Washington, he is a good man. I've ridden motorcycles.
Yes.
I don't know what he did on the jobs, but he was on the job for 30-odd years, never discharged his weapon once, right?
Yep.
But, you know, the guy is a great guy. And I will believe that till the day I die too. He's just a great person. Now maybe he's got skeletons that I don't know about, but Bob, you know, that's like I said, all it takes is one or two bad apples, and everybody paints a broad brush. And I don't think
fair. The excuses I think I've heard offered by those other officers is that they were deferring to him because he was senior, right? And so that's sort of the cultural issue that I'm trying to speak to.
Well, I think they're going
to
change that. Like, jeez.
Well, they damn well better. Otherwise, we're not going to be any further along in 100 years from now than we were 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
It's
we're still going to be killing each other, and you know, it's a terrible. You know, people fear for their lives, right? You know, there should be no reason that anybody has to lock their door on their home, except that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except that you can't.
Yeah, because there's bad actors out there, right? Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. And the amazing thing to me is, Ted, is like, you know, how do people not know that that person's a bad actor, right? This guy Gates was showing pictures of his feminine conquest.
Oh, God,
in the halls of Congress, right? And nobody that he showed it to said, "Hey, dude, you're out of line," you know?
Well, yeah, but he showed him only to, I was told he never showed him to any Democrats. But which also says, well, you know, that doesn't excuse the Republicans, right? But
the whole lame excuse of it's just locker room talk. That's bullshit.
No, that is not locker room talk. That's illegal behavior, right? That's pedophilia. We talk about how heinous that is, right?
And being quiet is just making yourself an accomplice to that kind of behavior.
I know what the guy says. He says, "Well, she's almost 18. It's like, dude, right? You know, almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, you idiot. You know?
And 30 or whatever Gates is. I don't even know.
He's 38. He was 38 at the time this happened, but.
Is a big difference.
These are children.
Yes.
These are children. These are children. Yes. These are children. These are children. I disgusted.
I'm sorry. Let's move off the topic. But I think this whole year has been an opportunity for everybody to take a good look at the way things are. And maybe I think we've mentioned this before, but maybe take a real good look and understand the king doesn't have any clothes, and there are things that we have to change.
We got to change.
As we know there are good people, there are things that have got to change.
And we have to stop having parties of just no and parties of solution, right? This has got to stop. And these corrupt politicians that are in there right now, I'm sorry, America, you've got to sweep them out. Elections, I don't care whether you vote Republican or Democrat. I really don't. Just get rid of the bad actors. That's all I ask. I don't care.
Yeah, and it's not about winning, right? It's like you're supposed to be in there to serve the public and figure out the right things to do and then vote on it. And
you may
think one way's better than the other, but, you know, but it's like...
Do the right
the
thing. Come
now
up with solutions.
Just to win.
Right. Come up, vote people in that have solutions. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
Please, 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 please. Just, you know, I do not care, how you vote. Just vote people in that are going to, that are not corrupt, that are not showing pictures of pedophilia, and who are, not just sitting there going to Cancun and then lying and lying and lying and saying, you know, saying bad things about the other side when they have no solutions of their own. Vote people in that are going to get something done. That's all I ask.
There is reporting out there, Ted. And, you know, this is the other thing, too. There's like there's lack of honesty, right? Is really what we're talking about in many areas.
Yeah.
Right? It's just this lack
of
honesty.
Like Chris Christie today. He just flat out lied on television. And it's like, you know, dude, that's not the way we want to solve things. Stop just criticizing one side. Stop lying. Start telling the truth and everything will be fine. Just start, you know, that's all I want. Tell the truth. Yeah. Offer solutions. And, you know, try to get something done. That's all I ask of our representatives, right? And I know you're thinking, well, why don't
apparently
you run,
that's
Ted?
Too much.
Yeah,
Ted,
well, right.
Let's hope,
you know,
let's hope that
Ted's not going to run.
Let's hope that our fans out there, our audience members.
Yeah, right.
All three of them can.
Yeah,
can,
all three of them know, can. Yeah, that's right. Can decide can help, for yourself.
can help sway the scales. And,
hopefully,
and,
yeah.
Towards more justice, right?
You got it. Yep.
Well, I think we have come to that point in the conversation once again today.
Okay, well, I'm going to miss you. I will still call you, though. You got to come over one of these days.
We definitely
we're getting close,
there,
right?
We're definitely getting safe. So,
yeah. I get my second shot this week because I'm old. Yay.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was going to call you yesterday. Well, actually, I was going to call you on Friday and see if you wanted to ride over and see some blues band that was playing along the coast out here. But
I missed out. Oh, God. Right.
I didn't get around to it. So
okay. So, well, we gotta definitely go out there and, you know, have a beer or something and, you know.
We'll be in touch.
Okay, dude.
You and I will, but our audience, we won't see you for quite a while now, but we'll be back.
We'll be back. Absolutely, dude. Okay.
Okay.
We're heading off.
Right. Is this goodbye?
Okay, this is goodbye.
Whoa!
Here we go. Okay, right. We're gone. Okay, bye.